Bucket had to say. This has to go through as fast as it can. Bucket had heard some of it.
You're taking away my best man to carry a letter?
Yes, because it has to get through.
This really serious? Bucket asked.
That's why I have him out here where nobody can hear us.
Then I'd better go away.
For a fugitive thief, Bucket made a very good soldier. Probably.
Hate to lose you, kid.
Bucket shuffled off to dump whatever it was on somebody else. Sleepy said,
If you loan me your horse, I won't have to take anybody with me, and I'll get there and back a lot faster.
He had a point. He had a marvelous point, and it hadn't occurred to me. Let me think about this. There was an iffy side. The old man might want me to do something before Sleepy got back. If I didn't have my horse, he would ask questions. I wasn't planning to share my plan with the captain. If I did, he would forbid it.
I'll be back in less than a month.
With my horse, he could manage that, if he had a butt of iron. He was young and hardy, but I didn't think anybody was that tough. Still, nothing was likely to happen around here for at least that long. It would take more than a month for all the stragglers to come in, for our leaders to hash out some kind of plan. It wasn't possible that Croker had a plan worked out for Overlook the way he'd had for Chirandiprash. I wasn't likely to get caught. And once the kid had a week's head start, even Soulcatcher wouldn't be able to intercept him. All right, we'll do it your way. One thing, though. The message has to be put into the hands of a specific person. He might not be available right away. You might have to wait for him.
I'll do whatever the job calls for, Mergen.
All right. Come down to my... I couldn't do that. Tyde was sure to overhear something. No, first, I have to tell you who to find. I glanced around. Sleepy was one of the few veterans of Digigore who hadn't acquired a Nguyen Bao bodyguard, but the Nguyen Bao as a group did keep an eye on him.
I'm listening.
The kid was eager to prove himself. His name is Ban Do Tran. He was a friend of my wife's. He's a trading factor who goes back and forth between Taglios and the Delta. He sells everything, from rice to crocodile skins. He's old and slow, but he's the only way to get a message into the swamp.
You have a whole family.
You might have noticed how little the captain trusts those people.
Yes.
There's good reason not to trust them. Any of them who are here with us. In this case, any of them but Ban Do Tran himself.
I understand. Where do I find this man?
I gave him directions. You can tell him who the message is from, but only if he asks. He should deliver it to Kisara at the Vin Gao Gong Temple of Gangesha.
You want me to wait for an answer?
That won't be necessary. If the message got through, I would get my answer directly from Sari. I'm going to go write several copies of the message. You do what you think is best to make sure one of them survives the whole journey.
I understand.
Though he had not reacted to Sara's formal name, I suspected that he understood more than I was telling. Later, I introduced Sleepy to my horse and made the stallion understand that it was time to earn his oats. The animal was smart enough to be as disgruntled as any soldier asked to get up and bust his butt. The kid slipped away, without anybody but Bucket knowing that he was going. Chapter 44 The Shadow Master was in his crystal tower.